areas that are covered by our sales tax revenue.
So I wanted to say one thing, response to you, Fred, not trying to argue. We're, the Wine Alliance is the expert in wine and how to market our wine commodity. And here we are underpaying them compared to the Chamber and Main Street. And I'm not, you know, I know everybody has their budgets, but at the same time, put your money where your mouth is. Those guys are like, they're creating a lot of income for us.
I agree, Mark. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing.
So I'm not trying to hurt you, but go ahead, Chris.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice segue. Here's an observation. Having been the liaison to both Main Street and the Chamber, having been treasurer at the Main Street prior to being on City Council, we as City Council are not privy to any of these organizations' books. They chase us out of the room when they want to talk numbers.
Chamber does especially.
Well, I think they all do, and they have their reasons for it, not arguing with them whether that's a good or a bad thing. We don't know their financial situation. I'm not sure I understand your point, Fred, but my position, I don't want to be in a position of increasing the city's expenses. I really want to maintain or spend less than what we're spending this year. I don't really care how we carve up the pumpkin. It is what it is. I don't want to spend more or less. I think the organizations are probably better funded than we think they are. Could they use more help? Every business in the city could use more help at this point. It's not incumbent on us to help one organization over the other. We have a budget that we have to stick to. Let's not increase it, is my point. We have to maintain.
Question for Chris. We kind of heard a little bit tonight from the three of them, you know, a couple of them, you know, their ask, in other words. Is there going to be another opportunity where we'll have, you know, public comment from them to kind of plead their case again?
We don't have anything scheduled formally at this point. I mean, it's always at the discretion of the council if you'd like them to return. We did share with them prior to this budget coming to the council that for purposes of presenting the budget to you that we were going to recommend we kept the current contributions flat. But of course, that's subject to council direction as well. But no, to answer your question more directly, we do not have them slated to come back.
All right. Sure, go ahead, Chris.
If we increase this contribution right now, we're going to have other organizations such as ECHO, for example, come back to us and say, we need more money, too. I don't want to go down that road. I don't think we can afford it. I don't think that would be fiscally responsible.
I don't think that's true. So,
and I agree with what Chris is saying. We have a fixed amount of money. All I'm saying is divvy it up evenly. Let's put our money back into the Wine Alliance, more into the Wine Alliance at a time they need it most.
Question for Ryan, just for getting it out on the table. Can you cite the numbers that we have on the three?
In total, it's $317,000. And so that translates to about $105,000 and change per entity. So for simple math, it would be increasing Wine Country Alliances about $20,000 and decreasing Main Street and the Chambers by 10 each.
$10,000 each. I think it's money well spent because of the metrics they have and what they're doing. And I think it's a time for us to boost them because the wine industry needs all the help we can get right now. And I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I want to put the money where we get the most buck for it.
It's our prerogative to switch shift it when we can. It's of course, you know, from different conditions. Each year to year, it changes.
If that's where the majority of the council stands, fine, and I'll go along. But I'm looking at a little in, when you look at our total budget and you look at our expenditure for various specific things, the few thousand dollars increase that they're asking is really a drop in the bucket compared to our budgets in almost every other area. It's very little compared to what they bring in.
A budget is a budget. If you don't hold your line, lose your budget.
The reason that Main Street was, I think, allocated additional funds, is that they have a limited number that they, if we look back at the historic BIA district, what Main Street, where Main Street draws from, they're constrained compared to where the Wine Alliance draws from. And I think that has to be taken into consideration as well. Their budget is smaller. That's just a real tough decision to make.
Okay. Well, we can get, I mean, direction-wise, we're not really increasing numbers to that category for those three. We're just probably going to reappropriate or talk about it, you know, different levels for each. So is there enough direction at this point for numbers tonight?
They need to have a concurrence. Why don't we just take a straw vote and see who's in favor of just doing 105,000 for each group?
So balancing?
Balancing the existing funding without any increase.
Yeah, I'm good with this year, too, if we need to do that.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Chris?
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Okay, so we have general consensus that that would probably be what council's going to want to see, so. Elizabeth?
Don't forget public comment.
Yeah, we started got it in a conversation. Yeah, public's gone, but yeah, let's open it up and then we'll bring it back finally. Anyone in the public wishing to make comment on this, please go forward. Yeah, thanks, David. Appreciate the effort. Anyone online?
Yes, sir. Linda George.
Okay. Linda, go ahead. Can you hear us?
Hi. I hope you can hear me. I actually have a question for Ryan. Is there audit? Do you audit the expenses? This is I think what we pay Echo is $444,000 a year. I think if you guys divvy that up between the four, I see Echo constantly getting money every day, and this isn't any homeless. This is just your observation. I would like to see how much they are actually getting from donations. The other thing is BBK expenses. I was going to say something earlier, but I chose not to, but I am the queen of mileage. I've been submitting mileage. Just glancing at it, the expenses for BBK in the month of February for city council, we give Ms. Hall a rental car, we give her a room, and we also pay her gas. That was a little mind-bending for me, because I've been submitting mileage for 30 years. So these little things may not seem really big, but I really think we need to dig into what BBK is charging us and maybe just start looking at the fact that we need to have one attorney that's not costing us $134,000 a year, a month or whatever we've set up. You guys did on the consent calendar today. But I think that it's time for Echo, because you guys really increased it a couple of years ago. I can't remember when, but they collect so much money. I promise you, every day there's a new check. I think it's fair for them to find out how much on all the entities that they get in donations in comparison to do they really need the money. And that's not picking at anybody, but I'd hate to see for the chamber to lose money when they diligently remodeled with their own money. They really did a good job to show that they don't totally need us. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
No, sir.
Okay. Bring back to council and continue our discussion. So this is a receiving file, and I'm going to ask staff, do you feel like you've got enough information from council at this point to move on?
Yes, Mayor, I do for the purpose of the presentation tonight. Again, as we get into our discussion tomorrow night, if there's a need to revisit this based upon comments, feedback, and we need to revisit some things in the general fund, we're happy to do that. We can do that at your next meeting, or we can schedule a special meeting. I think for the purposes of introducing to you all kind of the baseline pushes and pulls of the budget for next year, I'm comfortable with where we're at. Defer to Ryan if he needs any further direction on the numbers.
I think we have basically three more meetings before we have to adopt the budget, correct? Is that kind of the plan?
Three regular meetings, but we do have the option of special meetings if necessary.
Right, we want to put something in between. Right.
Okay. So may I make a comment?
Sure.
So I think it's really important that we I said to set up the framework so we can look at, have a meeting with each of these groups between this budget and next year's budget for them so that we could weigh the metrics of each of these organizations and see how they're performing for the city. So I think that we should do that. There's basically a written contract that hasn't been reviewed for 5 or 6 years with each of them.
And I think, again, there was a question, you know, they are reviewed. In other words, they do give us a report on where the monies go and how they used it every year. It's always on their annual report somewhere. Yeah. Okay, then let's move on. Then finally, we have a city manager report. Mr. Hood.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Two items tonight. First, I wanted to recognize the fact that it's the 57th annual Professional Municipal Clerks Week. So I want to quickly recognize and thank Melissa and Mary for all the work they do on the clerk's side of the house, a lot of behind-the-scenes work that rarely gets seen by the public, and also in an election year, some added duties. So thank you to Melissa, Mary, and all the city clerks out there. And then a little bit of breaking news. Early this week, the state released their annual population estimates. We're always of interest to folks. Pleased to report that the city saw a 1.2% estimated increase in population for a net gain of 374 year over year. This measures calendar year January 25 to January 26. So if you're looking for a new population estimate, it's 31,525.
Weren't we the only city that grew? I believe in the county.
You read my script.
I thought that was old breaking news.
Actually, Paso was the top percentage or numerical increase in population year over year in the county. At 1.2%. The city of SLO is the only other city that increased in population at 0.6%. And all the other cities within the county saw population declines. Anyway, I'll send more information out to you all later this week with all the data sets and all the fun stuff you can take a look at. But it's a state estimate that looks at January 2025 to essentially January 26. So it's essentially like a year in arrears. But so that's our new population estimate. That number is used for a variety of different purposes at the state level, and we get those updates annually. So I wanted to pass that along. But like I said, I will send you the detail at a later date. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Council business and committee reports.
Just really quickly, went to Empty Bowls, went to mentor a youth at Boys and Girls Club. Thank you to the police and fire department for sending your people to mentor our youth. We had a lot of fun with games with, what are they called? The red cups?
Solo cups.
Yeah, it was a good time. I opened up Cinco de Mayo yesterday on Sunday with an invitation from HBA. Had a meeting with Ken at People's Self-Help Housing. Coffee with the city was excellent. I counted one person under the age of 50 who was there. Just saying. And then all of you know that I was involved with the Lumina fundraiser. Lumina Alliance is a nonprofit that has a number of programs addressing survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. Just as a little, I was dancing for a fundraiser for their emergency shelter. I want to thank Public Safety. I got you a couple of tickets. We had people come, and I really wanted to kind of reinforce that connection with the nonprofit and police and fire, because obviously it's an important partnership. And then just in terms of numbers, depending on the organization, CDC, 45% of women have experienced sexual violence. That would equate to 7,200 women in the city of Paso Robles. 26% of children have witnessed domestic violence. That would equate to 2,000 children in the city of Paso Robles. And just so you know, Lumina operates both an emergency and transitional emergency shelter and transitional housing in the North County, and they're the only organization to do that. So without Lumina around, like, we would not have a place to transport these people for an immediate safe place. So I want to thank everybody for your support. I was voted fan favorite on Saturday night. And it was a really great opportunity, and thank you for letting me be of service.
I think you earned, what, $15,000 for the group?
$22,000.
There you go. Well done. Councilman Bausch.
Just very quickly, I went to the Prague board meeting as an observer. I attended the Pastoral Templeton Chamber Mixer up at Old Mission San Miguel. Thank you very much to the mission for hosting such a beautiful location on such a really a pretty evening. Went to downtown Pastoral's Main Street Mixer at the Sandbox. Thanks to Kyle and his crew for being very gracious hosts. On Friday the 24th, joined several city staff, Wyatt and Helica, Rotary Sunrise, dedicated what is hoped to be the first of many peace poles up at the Uptown Park. Along with Councilmember Strong, attended a very informative 221 regarding some potential change in our cannabis regulations. And then along with Councilmember Beal, attended a coffee with the city at Calco's Brew. Got a preview from Messrs. Hewitt and Cornell about tonight's budget overview and our council priorities. Thanks very much to Calco's Brew for hosting us. I think that's everything I want to share. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Councilman Strong.
Well, basically, nothing additional to really report. No, but any organizations. I've had some of the local meetings, like Chris mentioned. Mostly, it was dealing with the individual members of my constituency and their requests and things that they saw wrong or things that they would like to see happen. And I did convey all of that to our city manager primarily, so that they could be attended to, and I have to gratefully say that he attended to some of them immediately. I mean, it was like within hours. It was amazing. Thank you. Bye.
Pro Tem Gregory.
I attended Empty Bowls, and I also wrote a check to Chris Beal for Lumina to help her out so she could get her numbers up. Yeah. And I do have a funny story. I had a constituent call me today, and she was recommended by Panetta's office, and she's in my district, and she goes, I have the worst alley in the city, and I don't want to drive my Tesla anymore in that alley. So her address was right near where I have my house, and the city redid her alley completely on the 24th of April. Wow. So I got to call her and say, it's already done. Anyway, so that's fun. And then I wasn't in town for a while, but I will share one thing I learned about the Revolutionary War. I was in Jamestown, in Yorktown, Virginia, visiting my sister for her birthday. And I didn't know that the surrender of the British in Yorktown was the end of the Revolutionary War. This is 1781. And they surrendered 7,200 Navy and soldiers to a French army of 7,000 and American Revolutionary Colonist army of 6,000, and it ended in Yorktown. Didn't know that, so thought I'd share it.
A lot of great history.
And I'm glad I didn't live in those times. So. Yeah. And thank you, staff, for all the great stuff tonight. I mean, Piper and Ryan, as usual, thank you for your clarity for a very unclear subject. So, thank you.
For me, I had a couple things, actually. From the last meeting was airport master plan. We're still working on that. Mark Scandalis and Paul Sloan, we're moving forward on that. Key component to the licensing process with the spaceport. The other next meeting after that was the Pastoral Groundwater Authority, which we're exploring the D26 way of funding bare bones budget to keep Sigma compliant with the city, and of course the other agencies that are part of the PRAGA group. So we're still working on that, more to come. Right after that, then I got on the boat and did the Panama Canal. I've never been on the Panama thing before, where got to see the whole thing. That was quite amazing. I mean, so many people died building that thing, and it was amazing. Same way, French tried to build it. They couldn't do it. They quit. And then we came in, and with our Yankee ingenuity, got it done. So it was quite an amazement to see that waterwork work. Upcoming events. We're at the Paso Robles Youth Commission Advisory Committee meeting May 6th, 2026 at 5 p.m. The Paso Robles City Council special meeting will be tomorrow here at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room. And that's going to be the goals and initiative workshop that we just talked about. The next one's going to be the Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival, City Park, May 9th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Paso Robles Senior Citizens Advisory Committee meeting, May 11th at 1:30. Development Review Committee, DRC, May 11th, 4 p.m. The Paso Robles Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting, May 11th at 4 p.m. The next meeting here is going to be a special meeting for the City Council. It's going to be Advisory Body Interviews, May 13th at 5 p.m. And that'll be at the City Hall Conference 2 room, not here. Library Board of Trustees, May 14th, 2026, is at 9 a.m. Special Council Meeting, Advisory Body Interviews, again, we're going to be working on that, May 14th, 5 p.m. at Conference Room 2, City Hall. Development Review Committee, May 18th, is going to be at 4 p.m. And then our next City Council meeting is going to be here, Norris Room, Centennial Park, May 19th at 6 p.m. I want to say, you know, congratulations to all the folks out there celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Today is the day. We didn't even have chips and salsa here, you know, but that worked. That was the victory over French and 1862 that I think Jeffrey told us a little bit about tonight, and that was quite an effort. I also kind of wanted to do something here, too, with, you know, adjournment, being Water Safety Month, you know, something that kind of happened to our family about 11 years ago, and we lost our grandson, and I keep thinking of Jonathan and his first responding crew that came in that day, and Jonathan did his best to bring them back, but it didn't work too well. So for all the kids, you know, that this has happened to and hopefully never again, I think I'd like to adjourn this meeting in the name of Soren Hammond.
Second.
All right. Stand adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Greetings, KPRL listeners. I'm Susanna Luthi, political reporter and California news correspondent, inviting you to listen to my show, Free Talk California, where we discuss the day's hottest stories and all the things our political power players don't want you to know. Featuring guests from Sacramento, Washington, D.C., and you. Join me Mondays at 1 here on AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Plaza Cleaners in Atascadero and Paso Robles is your local Quality Plus cleaner, and they do it all. Dry cleaning and laundry, pickup and delivery service, Saturday service, and motel service. And they're now open in Atascadero weekdays until 7 and Saturdays until 5 in both locations. In Paso Robles, Niblick Road in the Albertson Shopping Center. And in Atascadero, El Camino Real in the Glen Oaks Plaza. And remember, bring in your American flags, and they'll clean them for free. Plaza Cleaners, Atascadero and Paso Robles.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
Ah, yes. That was, of course, George C. Scott Day of the Dolphin clip we played back there. Let's go back to the telephones. Let's go to David calling from Stafford, Virginia. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that we are in this very special Cinco de Mayo. It's at the confluence of Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. I love those tacos from the grocery store. But Old El Paso, those are my faves.
Yeah, we have that every once in a while as well. But since we moved to Colorado Springs recently, we have some pretty good Mexican restaurants here that serve up pretty good tacos.
Well, that's good. I remember when MS-13 was taking over the apartment complexes in Colorado. I think that was at Colorado Springs. Where was that? The multiple apartment
complexes.
It was Aurora. Oh, it was Aurora. You're right. It was Aurora, Colorado. I apologize. It was Aurora, Colorado. Colorado Springs was the transgender massacres and things like that. But the Democrats, they've invited in so many millions of illegal aliens. We should at least get good restaurants out of it, don't you think?
Yeah, we should. And when I see you in Trieste on float with Splendor, I'll mention a few things about what's going on.